your heart. Shockingly new, we need a crash cart.
He's got the passion, he's got the mix.
He's got the tunes, he's got the picks.
Maritime feeling, very appealing.
Rocking and reeling, your host Brian.
Cleveland.
The mixtape.
Mixtape.
Mixtape. Mixtape.
Hello, hope you're having a great day. Perhaps we're starting off your day here at Local 107.3 FM. You're now tuned in to The Mixtape. My name is Brian Cleveland, and I'll be with you for the next hour for a full 60 minutes of great new Canadian music. A lot of it from the Maritimes, but all across this vast country in all sorts of shapes and sonic landscapes. Pretty much every kind of genre you can expect might find its way onto this program at any point in time. Again, it is from the studios of Local 107.3 FM, aka CFMH, according to the CRTC, and localfm.ca. If you're catching the show last week, did a couple of extra special shows. We did a two-hour-long program on our normal time slot on Tuesdays and welcomed fellow radio programmer here at Local FM, Mark O'Connor of Ear Candy and previously Rock On Tours, and also of the musical project Sir. And he just created a brand new intro for the show that you heard about 5 minutes ago at the top of this program. Hopefully you dug it. I am a big, huge fan. It replaces a previous intro of the show that's been on for about 4 years. This one is super personalized and really special. I'm super happy that Mark was able to do that for us. And that was a part of our funding drive week here at Local 107.3 FM. Again, that ran from October 23rd to the 29th, 2016. If you're listening to this live, it is November the 1st. And Mark was offering for pledges that he would make a song for anyone. So I had to take him up on that offer live on the show for this show to get a new cool intro song. Again, really appreciate it. And that'll be our intro song for, the foreseeable future. At the very beginning of the show, we heard from St. John expat Blank Banshee, now a musical project that's been in Vancouver for the last few years, known as one of the probably more well-known and accessible projects in the vaporwave genre, but some really interesting plunderphonics and ambient kind of electronic sounds for you there. Would highly recommend checking out the new record. It's called Mega. It follows Blank Banshee 0 and Blank Banshee 1, which were out in the fall of 2012 and 2013 respectively. So needless to say, this was a long awaited album for fans of this artist and genre, and the brand new album came out on October 10th, 2016. We heard a couple of tracks from that one a few weeks back, and now we just heard a track called Cerulean from the latter part of the record. Again, it was our funding drive week here last week. I also did a double episode, a double long episode and a second episode the next day, and was also just kind of all over the airwaves. And we asked our listeners to call in and support this show, support the radio station that it's on, Local 107.3 FM, and people responded in droves. Thank you so much to everybody who called into the show, who donated online and helped us raise $3,773 to take us to a few new big projects that we talked about a lot on the show. And you can find all the details about that and more of our results online at localfm.ca, which is, again, the cool new brand new website here for the radio station, which has an integrated live streaming player. So you don't need to download anything like iTunes or Winamp or any of that stuff anymore. You can just hop on the website and press play. It works on mobile players as well, which our website wasn't always very great at previously. So some cool new bells and whistles to check out there. There's lots of new features being updated as we go along. And that includes ways to listen to this show live, recorded, and more. So as a result of being on air so much last week, it's a ton of fun because you get to play. I always find that I'm struggling to play all the records that I want to play on the show. I could really do this show for 3 or 4 hours a week if I felt like I had the time and energy and inclination. And at times I have done extra long shows, and that's definitely something that happens during Funny Drive. So we had the opportunity to play dozens of different records, some of which I hadn't played recently, some of which I've been wanting to play for some time. And now that allows us to do something slightly different here on this week's show, which is to delve into some longer tracks, which is also something I really enjoy doing, but sometimes struggle to do, you know, when you're playing a song that takes up a quarter or a third of your program. It's hard to make that time sometimes, but we're going to do that today. And we're going to hear some Yous, who are another St. John, New Brunswick group that just put out a new release. This one you can purchase online or as a tape. It is from a really cool new group out of St. John who previously put out a single earlier this year called In Through Beyond Maximilian Help Me. This is their new EP. It's called Canceled Crop. During our Funding Drive show, we heard the first two tracks from this one, Angel of the Revolution and the title track. This one came out just about 2 weeks ago on October 21st, 2016. If you've missed the show or you haven't heard the previous shows where I played some of these tracks, again, you can find them online at usse.bandcamp.com. And this is a group basically made up of musicians who have probably been in about 10 different bands that I've played on the show previously, including just tons of different bands. I won't even bother to delve into it, but they are folks by the names of Dan Chamberlain, Judd Crandall, and Emily Saab. And since this recording, they've also added a fourth member, Aaron Muir. Also on this record features additional tambourine by Jillian Dykeman, who is a previous programmer and staff member at Local FM. And she moved away for schooling and is actually back in St. John working at ArtsLink. Hello to her, a huge supporter of this station, and pretty cool to see her involved in this project in whatever form. This album was recorded over the spring and summer and just released, so we're going to get into that. We're going to hear the closing track called Neoliberalism Will Perish the Diversities of Agriculture. Then we're going to move on to some Zome. We're going to hear some Velisca. That might find us near the end of the show, so we'll see what else we can dig up. But again, sit back, relax, enjoy some nice long listens here today on the mixtape. And here we go with Yous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hopefully that put you into a relatively meditative state here on the mixtape. That was From Calgary, an artist that you may have heard on the show before. Always kind of struggle to find a place for this one. It's not necessarily the longest tracks, but there's some really nice ambient relaxed tracks that maybe don't fit the most easily into other sets of the show, kind of in the middle here. So often you'll hear it at the beginning or the end. And yeah, I'm personally a really big fan of this artist. This is his latest EP. It's called Healer. Again, it's called Velisca. It's by the experimental musician Christoph Sujata. And I've been following this one for a little while. Thankfully, it continues to come our way from our friends at CJSW in Calgary, who also just had their hugely successful funding drive. Big shout out to all our friends down that way. And thanks so much for sending us cool new music. This one's a little bit different from the other Velisca stuff I'm used to. Definitely always very ambient. But this one is the first I've kind of heard with lots of really interesting, layered, relaxed vocals. And it gets recommended if you like bands such as, an artist such as Brian Eno, Ian William Craig, and Winged Victory for the Sullen. That was the lead track from that release on Bow Bottom Records called Of Water. But that one reminds me a lot of, you know, bands like Sigur Rós, where it doesn't necessarily matter what the vocals are. It's just kind of the human voice being used as its own instrument. Really cool stuff in there as well. We heard from Use from St. John, New Brunswick, the home of this radio program on Local 107.3 FM. And their second release, their brand new release just about 2 weeks ago, is called Canceled Crop. It's a three-track EP, but it has about 25 minutes of music or so on it, I believe. And that was the longest and the closing track from that record. I actually hadn't had the opportunity to hear that before, but a big fan of the group and the previous music, so I knew I could trust it to be a great one. It's a track called Neoliberalism Will Perish the Diversities of Agriculture. And way back at the beginning of the show, halfway to this point, half an hour ago, was Blank Banshee from the new release, Mega, the second to last track from that release called Cerulean. Again, if you're just tuning in, playing some nice longer selections for you today, something that we don't always have the opportunity to do on this program with only an hour a week. And we're definitely going to do that now. This is a release I've been wanting to play for quite some time now. It is the second release from Zome, who are a group from Moncton, New Brunswick. It's not the second release, but I think that they're calling it their second album. It is split up into two halves of 21 minutes each. It was released just about a week and a bit ago officially, and it's more from them, lots of really interesting experimental, world-inspired, psychedelic-inspired, doom-inspired music. Kind of runs multiple areas of influences. Their newest album is called Eidolon. Again, that's from Zome, which is a really cool two-member group from Moncton, New Brunswick. One member mostly doing the vocals and bass and synth and sitar and that kind of stuff. Another person playing drums. And if you ever have the chance to see them live, the drummer also operating lots of really cool lights. I didn't really know which of the two tracks to pick here, but we might as well just go with the lead track for you. It's called Influence of the Magi. Perhaps in the future we'll find time to play the second half near the end of the program. This is going to take us to the time for just about one more song after this. So this one is definitely in the vein of sit back, relax, enjoy some pretty trippy music, and enjoy Zome for the next 20 minutes here on the mixtape from Local 107.3 FM and localfm.ca. Thank you. aptly premiering on our show the day after Halloween here on Local 107.3 FM on the mixtape. That was Moncton, New Brunswick experimental doom group Zome with a track from their newest release, Eidolon. That was the track comprising of the first half of the album, Influence of the Magi. And perhaps sometime later in the future, if we have time, we'll play the other half, which is called The Enlightenment. But for now, I highly recommend checking it out. It is at zaum.bandcamp.com. That is zaum.bandcamp.com or zaum.ca. Been playing lots of longer tracks here on the show today with a little bit of extra time for exploration, thanks to having some extra airtime last week during our funding drive here at Local FM. Tons extra time on air to play all the favorites that I've been itching to play over the last couple of weeks. And so this week we have a little bit of time to delve into some nice longer releases. Hopefully you've been enjoying it. I certainly have. In the rest of the show, we also heard from Velisca, who has a new EP out called Healer. And we heard the lead track from that one called Of Water today. Earlier, we heard from Use from St. John, New Brunswick, the home of this station. Neoliberalism Will Perish the Diversities of Agriculture, the closing track from their newest EP, Canceled Crop. And we started off the show way back about 50 or so minutes ago with Blank Banshee from his third and latest release, Mega. You heard the second to last track from that one, Cerulean. We're going to get into at least one more track here to close out the show, but first we'll give you all of the details. Again, this show is broadcast live on a nearly weekly basis, pretty much every single week. This is our 35th episode of this year, our 12th season of the mixtape, coming at you live from CFMH 107.3 FM, again in St. John, New Brunswick, and it airs on Tuesday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. But you may be thinking, I'm not listening at that time or in that location, so what is going on? Well, this show is available for free syndication to our many different partner stations across Canada, thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association and one of their many fine services, the Community Radio Exchange, where shows like this and very dissimilar from this are again available for free syndication to different campus community radio stations all across Canada. And you might be listening to us on one of over a dozen different stations. Hello to you wherever you might be listening. Thanks for checking out the show. Check your local listings for when it might air again and check your local schedule for what is coming up next. And also thanks to those stations for picking up the show and supporting cool new Canadian music, which we strive to do on a weekly basis. Again, the show is also available for your own personal download in a podcast version, which is uploaded to radioforall.net. That is the number four in the middle. Or you can also seek it out in whatever podcasting service you use. Just search for the mixtape and you should find it with ease and available for your own listening pleasure at your convenience. You can also find the show and information about the show on Facebook in our group. It is just called The Mixtape. Always post links to the shows, reminders about upcoming shows, some little bit of tidbits of the things that we might be playing this week. And you can always make requests, jump in on any of that kind of stuff, and just generally keep updated to what is happening on the program. Again, that is The Mixtape. Pretty much everything related to the show, bearing the name of the show. Again, last week was our funding drive week. Thanks so much to everyone who supported us here at Local 107.3 FM. We were able to raise $3,773, which is absolutely amazing. It's the highest total we've achieved here during our funding drives. But it's not too late to get involved in that. Lots of donations always kind of trickle in at the end, and we'll also be able to update you in the near future in a few weeks' time what the official complete final total is. That's just kind of our preliminary total. Again, few late donations coming through the mail. We have some donation bins out in the community that we have to pick up in a couple of weeks as well. And so if you're interested in bringing us maybe to the $4,000 mark, which would be really cool if we could kind of top that $1,000 mark there. You can do so. Again, all the details online, localfm.ca. Click on donate or just go directly to localfm.ca/donate. We take donations online via PayPal, check money order in the mail, and you can also come by our cool studios here and check out all the hard work that has happened thanks to your donations, which we always remind folks that we are on the UNB St. John campus in the TJ Condon Student Center. again, just come on by. We'd love to see you. We'd love to meet you if you just want to check out the studios. But hey, maybe you get the bug. Maybe you get the radio bug and you want to volunteer too. So we're going to play a track to close out today from the new Offworld release called One. This is coming our way via one of our favorites, Consolation Records in Montreal. And Jesse Zubot on tons of releases, Sandra Perry as well. He's on this Offworld release, the new Fond of Tigers. Jesse Zubot, of course, also a regular collaborator with Tantigak, who has a really cool new record out. So we're going to hear from a track from this one. It is the closing track from this release. This one doesn't have Jesse Zubot on it, but he's on a few other tracks here. But this one does have Sandra Perry on it and Drew Brown and Suzume Mukel. Here is a track called Wonder Farm. Again, have yourselves a great week. We'll do it all again in 7 days. This has been The Mixtape. Get out there, support Campus Community Radio and cool new Canadian music.